So this is how wonderful this subject matter is. The perfect subject to be studied under the perfect arrangement in the most perfect spiritual institution, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Like, now the consideration is, why don't people come then? So many people are going to so many different universities, and in order to get admission they are undergoing so many difficulties. They have to prepare themselves for so long. They have to pay their so much money to get admitted. But in this university, why so few people are coming? The reason is that in order to study this subject, one has to be qualified. This qualification is actually his internal state of consciousness or his attitude towards life. If one wants to study simply to get a job, they will not be interested in this subject. Because if you study in ISKCON University, you won't get a good job. But the thing is that when you get admitted in ISKCON, you already get a good job. But the thing is, unless and until one has quite developed intelligence, you will not be able to understand that. When one gets admitted to ISKCON, he actually gets a job of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He becomes employed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But not that everybody can see that. They cannot see God, therefore they can't believe that they actually have been employed by God. Whereas when somebody goes to some company and it is tangible, it's visible, they can see that company is there and they offer him, well, you'll get so much money every month, these are the fringe benefits, and so he gets a very clear understanding of what will be the reward for his service to that company. But when one joins ISKCON, he actually becomes employed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead considers him to be his employee. Now, does Supreme Personality of Godhead pay for your service? He does. Actually, even when you don't serve him, he pays you. Isn't it? He's paying you. Practically, he is taking care of you all the time. Consider how much food you have consumed. Now, who supplied those food? The Supreme Personality of God has supplied that food. How much water you drank? Who supplied that water? Who made this wonderful arrangement of supplying a water supply? From the ocean, which is actually the useless source of water. It's useless because the salty water, neither you can drink it nor you can use it for irrigation. But what he did, from that useless source, he has the batteries.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So from that ocean, from the useless source of water, he distilled the water, right? What is the process of distillation? You evaporate, right? And then you make it condense, right? So he made the water to evaporate with the rays of sun. And the water vapor then formed the clouds. Then with the wind, clouds were carried to different parts of the world. And then the condensation took place and the water came down in the form of raindrops. And that filled up all the reservoirs, rivers, lakes, ponds, wells. And so in this way he took care of the pure water supply. Now more important than water is actually air, oxygen. Now who is anyone supplying the oxygen? We are taking oxygen, giving out carbon dioxide. If that process continued, what would have happened? Someday, the whole atmosphere would have been filled with carbon dioxide, isn't it? But did it happen? Why not? Yes, because of the trees and the plants. We are taking oxygen, giving out carbon dioxide. And the trees are taking carbon dioxide and giving out oxygen. And as a result of that, there is no dearth of oxygen for us and carbon dioxide for the trees and plants. Now, did it happen by chance or accident? Or did somebody make that arrangement? Did somebody make that arrangement?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
Who did it?
Krishna.
Why did he do that?
Because he
loves oxygen. Okay. Yes. Because Krishna loves us. Krishna cares for us. Now a person who is taking care of us in such a wonderful way, even when we are not submitting ourselves to him, can you imagine how he will take care of us when we surrender to him, submit to him, and render service unto him? Now, is it a good move to take employment? At Krishna's divine institution? Yes. So Krishna is taking care of us. And when we surrender ourselves to Krishna, we can't even imagine how he is going to reciprocate. So that is the benefit of surrendering ourselves to his lotus feet. Others may not recognize, others may not understand how wonderful the benefit is or benefits are, but when we submit, when we surrender and when we become engaged in serving Krishna, then we get to see it ourselves. The first thing that happens is the hearts become filled with joy. Then there is no more anxiety. We become completely free from anxiety. We become completely free from fear, and our hearts become filled with an inconceivable joy. And that that makes our conviction firm and established. So this is how this process actually works. In order to understand what happens when we surrender to Krishna, we have to surrender ourselves to Him and experience it ourselves. If you are hungry and if somebody else eats the food, will you understand what it means to eat? You have to eat yourself. You are hungry and you have to put the food in your own mouth. Right? That trouble you have to take. You put the food in your mouth and then the rest will automatically happen. The only thing we have to do is take the food and put it in our mouth. And the mouth will chew the food, taste the food, and then it'll pass it down to the stomach. And when it goes to the stomach, then what happens? Then your hunger becomes satisfied and your body becomes strong. At that time somebody will need to come and tell you that, Prabhu, since you took some prasad, your hunger must have been satisfied and you are feeling the strength in your body. Is there any need for anyone to tell you that? No. You yourself have experienced it. Therefore there is no need for somebody to come and tell you. That's why the sincere appeal is that please give it a try. Give this process a try. And see for yourself what happens when you practice this process. So, the way we apply for this job, the transcendental employment, what we have to do? We have to send an application. And how do you send your application? Sending the application is, you simply have to say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This will mean you are actually appealing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, please allow me to be engaged in your service. Please give me the employment. I need a job. I am unemployed. Or I am wrongly employed. I wanted to serve in order to enjoy, but I am suffering. I thought that my boss is my well-wisher and he is going to take care of me, but I realized that he is an exploiter number one. The money that he is giving me is simply his way of hanging a carrot in front of me. To suck me dry. To drain out all the energy, drain out my blood. That's what is happening in this material energy. So now I have realized it. And now I am not going to go to that blood sucker anymore. I got the taste of nectar at your lotus feet. And I just want to drink that nectar continuously and offer myself completely unto your service. So please give me a job. And then how does Krishna reciprocate? Krishna's job is already there. Come. And now that you have become a good boy, now that you have surrendered yourself unto me, don't worry, I'll take care of you in all respects. All respects. Not only in this life, I'll take care of you life after life. Don't worry. In this life, I'll take care of you completely. And when you leave this life, when you finish this life, in your next life, you can't even imagine how wonderfully I'm going to reward you. Just have faith in me. That is the proposal that Krishna is making. You have surrendered unto me? Don't worry. I will take care of you in all respects. So that is how sublime our lives can become, through this very simple process of surrender. Is surrender difficult? Is it difficult to surrender? Not to surrender is difficult. Do you see two wrestlers fighting? One is trying to force the other one to surrender. And the other guy says, no way. I will defeat you. And they struggle. They try not to surrender. Both the parties are trying not to surrender. And then finally what happens? The stronger one wins. And when he wins, what happens? He pins the other wrestler down. He's back on the floor. And then he says, okay, surrender. Now, our situation, at least the wrestlers, it's a kind of wrestling match takes place between the equals. But we got into a kind of a wrestling bout with somebody who is far too strong for us. But still, we are so illusioned and so puffed up. We say, no way we are going to surrender. I'm going to fight. I'll defeat you. So we made a challenge against the Supreme Personality of God. Supreme Personality of God says, look, I'm not going to fight with you. I'll send my agent, the material nature, fight with her. First you fight with her. If you can win, then you can come and fight with me. So we got into a wrestling bout. And in that wrestling match, what happened? We struggled for so many years. I'm not going to surrender, I'm not going to surrender, I'm not going to surrender. But eventually what happens? Eventually what happens? We lie flat on our back. We are forced to surrender. At the time of death, we are forced to surrender. So since we have to surrender someday, then why not surrender now? Then we can spare this struggle. The struggle for being independent. The struggle to not to surrender. So the intelligent thing to do is to surrender. And especially when that person that we are trying to surrender to, he is the most powerful one, he is the most influential one, and at the same time he is our greatest well-wisher. So when you have somebody who is already our greatest well-wisher, who is the most powerful, why shouldn't we submit unto him? If I have a father who is most powerful or who is very influential and very powerful, then why shouldn't we surrender unto him? Because when you do that, then automatically we derive the benefit of his power and his influence. Now we all have a father, a supreme father, who is the most powerful, who is most influential, and he owns everything. So why should we not surrender unto him? We are not surrendering to our enemy. We are surrendering to our Father. So this is the science that is taught in the most prestigious university in this world, the University of International Society for Krishna Consciousness.